Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're talking a little bit more about Tesla's AI Day. We seem to have gotten some new information on the event from a roboticist professor at UCLA. We'll talk about the details on that, and if there may or may not be a partnership going on there as well. Then we've also got an updated note from Alex Potter at Piper Sandler, and some news on Tesla Solar. Quiet day for the stock today, hardly worth mentioning. Tesla finishing up 0.01%, 7 pennies on the day to $709.74. The Nasdaq had a decent day, finishing up about a half a percent. We talked about volume yesterday, so volume did cool off a little bit from what we'd seen the last 3 days, just about 21 million shares traded today, right back in line with the average volume for July. All right, so let's talk about this news on AI Day. Overnight, we got this tweet from Dr. Dennis Hong, who is a professor at UCLA and the founding director of their Robotics and Mechanisms Laboratory. Anyway, he tweeted out this photo of some beautifully rendered computer hardware saying Tesla AI Day, August 19th, 2021, Palo Alto, California, 5 p.m. PDT. So we had a date, now it looks like we also have a time and a location for AI Day, and we're left to speculate on what this hardware is and why Dr. Hong is tweeting this out. Dr. Hong has certainly enjoyed stirring up that speculation. He's got a number of tweet replies here, as well as likes on other tweets that have encouraged speculation, I would say. One of his first replies since that original tweet was to a question asking if the UCLA lab was now associated with Tesla and FSD, Hong saying, "Can't say anything just yet," with a couple of playful emojis added. Of course, we've seen Tesla partner with academic labs in the past for research. Great example of that on the battery front being with Jeff Dahn. Somebody brought that arrangement up in reply, and Hong replied to that saying dot 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 or something else dot dot dot, blowing a kiss emoji. If we dig back a little bit further, we can actually see that this tweet that does have this photo rendered in it isn't the first time he's talked about his involvement with Tesla. It does go back a few days prior, so I found this tweet from July 29th, and it's in Korean, but it does include another post from Hong, I believe on a different social media platform that's also in Korean, so I translated the image here, but you can see Hong talking about the secret project that he's involved in with Tesla. Apparently, there was supposed to be an announcement scheduled for the 12th of August, and that he's finding out via Twitter that it's delayed till the 19th, referencing Elon's tweet where he announced the date for AI Day. My guess is that Hong did share a little bit more about his involvement on that other platform, whatever that may be, because there's another tweet here, also in Korean, also on July 29th, that says, "Hello, Professor Hong. As a Tesla shareholder, I'm very excited about the secret project to be announced at AI Day. You said that it was not directly related to automobiles, but it would be something that would have a big impact on the company called Tesla. I look forward to it and thank you." Hong replied to that with, again, a few emojis and some shushing text. So I've seen some hypothesizing that maybe this photo that Hong tweeted out is just him sharing out the invite for AI Day and there's no further involvement, but I think from these other tweets, it's pretty clear that there is. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see what that is, but just a little bit more background on Hong then, because there does look to be some involvement here. So as I said, Hong focuses on mechanical engineering with an emphasis on robotics. They've done a lot in the UCLA lab with humanoid robots, fair number of projects on things like that, other robots as well. And also some background in the autonomous driving space too. So back in 2011, he gave a TED talk on their process of creating a car that could be driven by blind people. And he's also been involved in the DARPA challenge, which we heard James Dowman talk about in the interview at the end of last week. Rounding out his skill set, the UCLA website does also note that Hong is a serious gourmet chef and a magician performing annual charity magic shows and lectures on the science of magic. So it's going to be really interesting to see for what purpose Tesla has involved Hong and potentially this UCLA lab as well. And I think particularly interesting if it's not directly related to automobiles as that previous tweet suggested. For some possible clues on that, I did look through Hong's liked tweets as well. There's one here suggesting that this person is really hoping that they're looking to ship 6+ degree of freedom robots at scale with Tesla. This person says the implications of this for the robotics community are immense. Hong liked that tweet. There's another one here that says Tesla AI Day is important and more than just FSD. Quote, "Because of Dojo and robotics, a tweet from UCLA Robotics confirms something big is brewing," end quote. Hong liked that. And then the last one I'll point out here, this one is in response to the photo that Hong shared. It is in Korean, but in translation it reads, quote, "I know what this is, but I won't reveal until AI Day. I have an embargo. Tesla is doing something unexpected. Tesla's challenge every time is so cool," end quote. Hong liked that as well. So a lot there to potentially be excited about, but it is worth noting that Hong did reply to somebody else noting some of the tweets he has liked, saying, "I like many tweets, including yours," with another set of emojis. Anyway, Hong finally wraps it up nicely in response to his own original tweet, saying, quote, "It is always fun to speculate and always exciting to see what Elon announces. I have no intentions of stealing the thunder nor ruining the fun. Besides, I have an NDA. Just wait and enjoy AI Day," end quote. All right, so what about that hardware? Well, my guess is that has something to do with Dojo. I think that's probably not as directly related to Hong's involvement. James Dauma gave his best guess on this on Twitter, saying, and there's going to be a lot of words here, but saying, quote, "To me, it looks like a high thermoflux multi-chip integrated circuit package with integrated power electronics. Can't see the interchip substrate, but it probably includes high bandwidth interconnect," end quote. If you feel like you just blacked out, we can break that down into a couple smaller parts here. So high thermoflux, that's just the ability to move a lot of heat over a certain amount of area over a short period of time. A multi-chip integrated circuit is relatively intuitive, what it sounds like, where you've just got different types of chips all specializing in different things, but integrated into the same circuit on the same physical substrate or surface. Obviously, all those different chips need power, so I think that last part, again, pretty intuitive, integrated power electronics for those chips. James then saying that you can't see the interchip substrate, so the surface that is in between those chips, but that there's probably some sort of high bandwidth connection. If you still feel like you're a little blacked out, James did a live stream earlier with Dave Lee and basically said this is really next level looking, and that, quote, "This is exotically unusual," end quote. Basically, very different than just taking a bunch of off-the-shelf chips and stacking them up together and making a supercomputer out of those. This looks like something highly customized and designed by Tesla, which I think is to be expected based on Elon's previous comments. Beyond that, we'll probably have to wait until AI Day, but I think it's a good foreshadowing of the probably lack of understanding that investors will have coming out of that event, as there will probably be some relatively highly technical elements here discussed by Tesla. If you feel like there's any other information that we can get out of that image, definitely let us know in the comment section today. All right, next up here, we've got that updated note from Alex Potter that I mentioned was coming earlier this week. I always like hearing particularly from Alex, especially when they update their model. So the headline here is that Tesla is still a favorite after examining the 10Q and charting market share through the first half of 2021, reading, quote, "Bottom line, we still really like this stock, and we reiterate both our overweight rating and our $1,200 price target," end quote. So the long and short of it is that Piper Sandler has increased their margin expectations for Tesla in the short term, but also lowered their volume just because of the supply chain comments that Elon Musk made on the call and just the industry overall. Then they spent a fair amount of time just kind of charting out some of the market share numbers for this year. And what I love about this is that it really emphasizes not electric vehicle versus electric vehicle, but rather Tesla vehicles versus other vehicles in their segment, internal combustion engine or otherwise. I didn't see that exact breakdown for Europe, but they did share it for the US and China, both for the Model 3 and the Model Y. So here's the Model 3 in the US. You can see that the Model 3 has maintained a healthy first place lead in terms of US market share in the luxury sedan market. We've kind of known about that. So what's more fun to look at here is the Model Y. Over the last year, the Model Y has skyrocketed up the chart in terms of market share in the luxury SUV category in the US, now taking the top spot from the Lexus RX. Looking at the graphs for China, then they're not all that different, but a little bit time shifted. So we can see the Model 3 spiking up in market share to compete with those BBA brands that we talked with Alex Potter about so long ago now, BBA being BMW, Benz, and Audi. You can see two of each of those in the top seven luxury sedans in China, and then the Model 3 joining right around that similar level of market share to those others. Looking at the luxury SUV market in China, it is a little bit more spread out in terms of the market shares. They're not all at that same 8-9% level like luxury sedans, but it looks like Tesla's already risen to be about tied for fifth place with the Volvo XC60 at right around 5% market share in June. So there should still be plenty of room to grow there for the Model Y, especially now with the introduction of the standard range in China. Certainly looks like the market could support about double of what Tesla's been doing so far with the Model Y. So I thought those graphs were all pretty interesting. Obviously, I've made comments in the past about market share not really being all that important. I think that is mostly around electric vehicle market share, especially for individual countries in individual months. This is not that. This is a bit more valuable, even just understanding the context of kind of how the market is distributed right now and what Tesla is entering into, since in many cases right now, to a large extent, market share is just an output of production capacity. So most of the note was on that market share stuff, but probably also worth mentioning here, there is a section called Tidbits from Tesla's 10Q. And importantly, point one reads, quote, "There was nothing fishy about the beat in second quarter. Margins really were that high," end quote. They also point out the $1.3 billion in deferred revenue that Tesla expects to recognize in the next 12 months. We talked about that in our 10Q review. Same thing on the CEO compensation plan. They just note that there's $500 million left there for Musk, so the OPEX burden is falling. And then something that we didn't talk about, but they say that warranty ticked up slightly. I assume that means warranty reserves up 60 basis points quarter over quarter to 2.8% of sales, but they say that it remains in a stable range. All right, lastly today, we've got an update on solar, particularly on the solar roof. There has been some new legislation that has been introduced, the cleverly named Revamping Appropriate Incentives for Solar Energy for the Roof Act, or the Raise the Roof Act, which aims to broaden what the federal solar investment tax credit will cover. So under current legislation, the solar investment tax credit will cover solar panels as well as battery storage as a component of a solar project. What it wouldn't cover is the entirety of something like a solar roof, because there are some non-active components of the solar roof. They're just those, you know, blank tiles basically, which are obviously cheaper and you'd put in areas that are not getting as much direct sunlight. So basically, if you were to order a solar roof right now, the solar investment tax credit would only cover the portion of the roof that has those active solar components in it. So this act says, quote, "The Raise the Roof Act solves this problem by allowing the entirety of an integrated solar roof to be covered by the investment tax credit and eliminating confusions and red tape that currently exist. It would also allow consumers to expense roof repairs and replacement that is sometimes necessary for solar installation," end quote. So my read on that is that instead of splitting up the solar roof into one part that is eligible for the credit and one part that's not, it would just all be one thing, all eligible for the credit, making it a lot simpler and more advantageous for customers. We know Tesla has had some issues in terms of getting the cost down on solar roof, so if this were to happen, I think that'd be a big win for Tesla. So we'll have to keep an eye out on any progress of this act. That is where we'll leave it for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Wednesday, August 4th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.